Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Part 2 of Pride Pod. Still here with Sophie Habble.
Habu.
Sophie Habu and Melissa Tatum. Hello. Ladies, so... I think we should probably say where we had a fight last night and see if this is fair. Right. Should we, you guys can judge.
Okay.
So I didn't eat much at the dinner because I was drinking, chatting, speaking lots. Anyway, the bill comes.
Hang on a second.
Drinking, was it just
hang
the two
on a second.
No, for my sister and her boyfriend.
Okay. Hang on a second. We had food, then Sophie ordered more food at the end.
No, because when the food came, they scoffed it so quickly and I was like in
there's
talking mode.
Left for you.
I was like, there's nothing there. So all I ordered were 3 pieces of tuna sashimi, a little bowl of calamari, which everyone ate,
little
and
bowl.
A tiny bit of tuna maki. Sorry.
Jimmy, that's... are you fat shaming or something?
No, I'm not
don't
fat
eat,
shaming.
Don't eat that.
I'm not
and
fat shaming.
And he was like, you ate it all. I was like, I didn't. We shared it.
No, we had a really nice night. You're getting hot about it, aren't you, honey? We had a really nice night. And Sophie, you ordered more food at the end. She had all the food. And then we got in the car. And Sophie then said, I'm going to order more food. And I said, hang on a second.
Starving.
We've just eaten like this whole dinner.
She's so small.
No, but I feel
not
bad
not
now saying it. Yeah. But I thought it was bad.
He was like, that's so rude. That's so disrespectful to me.
I did
me.
Not say it's disrespectful.
You did. You said what? It's disrespectful
oh,
to me
that
for
is,
paying
that
bill.
Is stereotypical drunk Jamie just being
yeah,
an absolute
just being
arsehole.
An arsehole.
Probably said at the beginning, yeah, order some more. Like you did that in France. Don't worry, guys. I'll get the bill. And then like nearly punch someone. Because he's like, I always fucking pay for the bill.
Yeah.
You said you were going to pay for it.
So funny.
That's not what happened.
And then you like followed me up the stairs. I was like, oh, go away.
What, to ensure
you
weren't
like,
going
to order
it?
I'm going to sleep in the spare room, following what it says. Right. Like, all right, cool.
Following
I'm going to sleep in the spare room, Soph. I'm going to sleep in the spare room. I was like, sweet.
Okay.
You were lit. Let's just go.
I was lit.
You were lit and you were very, I wasn't even that drunk and I wasn't that mean.
Oh, I love drunk Sophie.
Yeah.
There you go.
Like, she's got a broom. She's a witch on it. But I do love you a lot. So there we go. It's okay. But it's okay as couples to fight. I think that's fine.
Do you make up? Do you have good makeup chats?
No, we didn't have any makeup chats. We didn't have anything, did we?
I feel like you get to a certain point where it's just like, you know when you fight with your sister and you just...
I couldn't even remember.
Yeah, Sophie is very much like my sibling. Yeah, we come and fight, we get over it, we move on. I don't think makeup sex is a real thing anyway. I don't think people actually
please.
Do it.
Oh,
yeah,
I think
that's
if that's like a super like passionate, like we're going to break up.
I think if you've like broken up and gone
when you're young
break,
and all
happens.
That shit happens.
Yeah, it's a young thing.
Have you ever slept with an ex? Have you ever slept with an ex? Anyone slept with an ex?
What do you mean? I've got back with an ex.
Well, no, as in you're on a night out and you see your ex or whatever.
No,
and you
sleep I've never had one of those days.
Yeah, everyone has,
haven't they? No, doesn't seem like it, so
everyone
here.
Everyone.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know.
Have you done that?
I don't know.
It's
yes,
probably quite normal,
do.
Like if you bump into your ex and then it's just sort of, familiar.
No, hang on, stop backing her up. So have you? It doesn't matter, it was just a question.
Surely.
I think it probably
so you're getting,
have, yeah.
You're getting jealous or something?
Yeah, chill out.
He's trying to think of the timeline when was
which
this.
One was it?
Which one was it?
Did you eat the mackie? Yeah, no.
All right, ladies, we need to. Hey, we've got to congratulate you guys.
There's a reason that you're here.
No, not even a reason, but maybe a reason. Congratulate you guys. Isn't there here?
I think she's here, honestly.
But we do have to congratulate you guys because you have a very exciting, successful, cool, fun podcast. What's it called?
Wednesday's
Weekend
Wine.
He was whispering.
I know, we've gone like, so coin shy. Oh, so
Melissa, what's it called?
You sound like those two girls. Gonna sing Sherlock.
Wednesdays we drink wine.
And Wednesdays we drink wine.
What do you get up to?
Drink wine.
No way.
Do you always have to record it on a Wednesday?
No, we actually record on a Thursday.
Yeah, because we think it's more legit to drink a bottle of wine on a Thursday than like midday on a Wednesday.
It's difficult.
But you just had to go through the alliteration.
Yeah. And no, it's actually from like Mean Girls.
Mean Girls Wednesdays we wear pink.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We actually should start wearing pink
on
Wednesday.
Can you invite us on? Can we come
on? Yeah. Jamie came on yesterday.
I was on yesterday.
How did it go?
you basically get dilemmas, don't you? People send in their dilemmas.
Yeah,
you should. Oh, you can be our boy dilemma next week.
Dilemma.
No, like the girls can get
need
your opinion.
Advice from a boy sometimes.
I'm
you know,
really
I'm
good
like,
at advice.
I think
really
you
good.
Are. Actually.
I thought you were going to be better than you were. I was a I'm little sorry. Bit disappointed. What? Were you?
He's shit at advice.
Shit at advice.
Shit. Actually, no, you were good at one.
It was
one
really
you
good.
Were good. There was one at the end that he was good on. But
what
the
was
beginning
it? What was the advice?
Both of them I was really good at. One of them was about porn and whether you should.
What did you say? Watch it. Make sure you get it in
pretty
HD.
Much.
It was about porn and it was about whether the girlfriend should get annoyed catching her boyfriend watching porn and watching the porn. And
what did you say?
And it was, this is the one here. So basically it said, when you are dating, how long should you wait before you shag so that you know he's not just chasing you because of that? That was one of them. That was it. That was one of them.
Mitt's reaction to it. She's making me die.
So one of them was about porn. That was one of the dilemmas. So, okay, here's your thing. So I'll ask you the question again. When you are dating someone, how long should you wait before sleeping with them so that you know he's not just chasing you because of that?
Well, I think you should probably just shag them early on because, like, what happens if you wait 2 months, then they shag you and then they go, you've wasted 2 months. Just get out of the way.
Yeah, but what, then there's no chase and, like, maybe the boy will just be like, oh, she's easy, you know?
That does happen. You do have to play a bit of a game, I think, sometimes.
Yeah.
Hold up, not first date.
Third date. Do you wait?
I wait. I'm usually pretty used up after the chat roulette. All my sex drive's pretty got nothing left. Nothing left in the tank.
Do you make people wait back in the day? Did you make people wait?
How long did it take you guys?
Yeah,
to...
how long did you wait? You were different because you knew each other so long before. Were you just straight in?
No.
Oh God, Melissa.
Really, no need to sound
in. That was like, what?
Okay, let's ask. So what about you and Harry? How long did it take for you guys?
I think it was the fourth date, something like that.
Easy peasy. Was it fourth date? It's fourth date.
Fourth date's legit, I think. I think third date's fine.
I think
fine.
So. It was like 2.5 weeks in.
Yeah, you don't do 4 dates
quite
in one
standard,
week.
I feel like. You don't want to drag it out any longer, so they'll just be like, oh, okay, I'm going to go now.
No, yeah. Listen, I think sex is one of the most natural things. I think if people want to sleep with people and they don't want to sleep with people, just do it. You know, just be sensible with it. It's true, though. And I think there's this big thing about... I think it's unfair that women get called, sort of different names if they sleep with different people. And it's not the same for guys. I think that's wrong. I think that if girls want to sleep with different people, do it. Have fun, whatever.
So
but there is, you know, but I think things have changed because back at school, when you guys were at school, if you had...
You went to an all-boys school.
No, yeah. But for you guys, say if you at school were known for sleeping with too many people, it'd be a bad reputation, wouldn't it?
You'd be called the school bike, I think.
Well, no, when you were really young, and like when people were just losing their virginity, you were like really cool if you slept with loads of people ever wanted to get with you. But then it got to a point where I was like, oh, I never want to... Then it was the opposite. Yeah, don't you think? Remember, like all the sluts.
Yeah, I did.
Exactly what we're trying to like avoid. Just stamped on our point there. So.
I know all the sluts. This is what I was saying.
All the girls the that were sexually active girls were like the really cool girls.
Yeah. What? And then it just suddenly. And then the opinion. Sort of then okay. You, well,
so
changed,
how?
Yeah.
So how old were you when you? Cause so if you were much later, we've asked this before on the podcast. You were 17 when you lost your. Because you were scared of boys. Melissa, when did you lose your virginity?
I think I was turning 15.
Whoa!
I had
Hello!
I was with him for 2 years and he was lovely. So I actually was quite lucky.
How old
was
he?
He's the same one I spoke about last night.
Yeah, he seemed really nice. And she dumped him at his birthday.
And his father's the same boyfriend we spoke about yesterday.
Yes!
So mean.
Yeah, at his birthday with his parents there.
Happy birthday.
Wait, so you waited 2 years to sleep with him?
2 years?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? So, the first night. Yeah,
so you went out with him and you slept with him?
We were together for 2 years. He was my first boyfriend, first person I slept with, and I feel like I was quite lucky with how that all worked out.
True love.
Yeah.
Okay, so so this is a big thing because we have a lot of female listeners, right? So when you are in a relationship that you want to get out of, you're just not happy in it, how do you do it? Do you just tell them straight up?
Yeah.
It's
hard though when you feel like you're like in a rut.
I sent a text because I knew.
Oh, you coward.
Yeah, but I just think sometimes face to face, it's like really, like they never get the picture.
I did it face to face on the birthday, so text probably would have been better.
Yeah.
You did it over text message?
I tried face to face and failed.
She's got a couple of drafts.
They talked you out. They talked you out of it.
Talked me out of it, and then I sent a text.
Oh, when they just don't get the message, it's like, what's going on?
So role play right now. So I've walked out the pub, Melissa. Your boy. I walk out. Hey, you having a good time? You want to talk outside?
I think he knew it was coming.
Oh, he knew.
He kind of knew it was coming. Yeah, it wasn't a shock.
So
did you get him a present?
No.
So what do you do then? So you're trying to do it face to face, and you go and then play role.
How did he talk you out of it?
I can't really remember. I don't know. This isn't working. I can't remember.
You can remember,
yeah,
surely.
I can't remember the conversation.
I've never broken up with someone ever. I have.
You always cheat on them, and then they have to break up with you. Yeah, that's your way out of it.
I sort of.
You go, this is your way out. You go, I just think we need a break. It's for me. I need to clear my head. I'm not in a good place. But we're going to end up together. You're the one for me. We're going to get married. Da, 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 da. And then you just go and shag loads of girls. And they're like, we're on a break. I'm still in love
Straight
with him.
Straight from the textbook. Textbook of assholes.
Ding, ding, ding. Point to Sophie. No,
ding, ding, ding.
I mean, how do you break up?
I'd fly to another country.
Yeah, mate, what change do you do? I reckon change just my... air them.
What have I done in
the
past?
No, you can't just ask someone if you're in an actual relationship.
I have been a bit bad in the past, but I kind of just like let it fizzle out and just start being an asshole. So they're like,
so they
leave
have
you.
To then break up.
Can I just say, this is a terrible thing to do.
You
are
way worse.
No, listen, advice-wise, that is the best way to do it is to be straight up, right?
100%.
Straight up, 100%. The worst way is just to do it that way. Okay, so quickly, so with your podcast, right, Wednesdays We Drink Wine, so you answer dilemmas, you talk about different things. Why should people go and listen to it? Sell it to me.
We're really, really funny.
If you like wine...
We don't know anything about wine.
We tell you what's good. If you're an alcoholic, pour a glass because we're with you.
It's just a nice girly chat, isn't it? We just natter away for an hour.
Yeah, and you get the truth. We give you the real truth.
We do. We give
advice.
You some juicy bits from our personal relationships as well, which we didn't plan on doing.
It's like OnlyFans, but audio.
Exactly.
So me and my boyfriend tried anal last night.
Imagine if we went into that much detail. No, you're not going to get that.
What? I think it will start to turn into that at some point.
You're going to have to.
Absolutely not.
Sophie's just sitting there going, yep.
Sophie's like, yeah.
Nah, I'm joking. But yeah, we are pretty personable.
Yeah.
Sorry?
She's had one too many glasses from last night.
We're personal. Oh, God, leave me alone.
Clean point. Personable.
Oh, we're personable. My God.
No, it's a really great podcast, honestly, to all you listeners out there who are listening right now. If you, once you listen to this episode of Private Parts, go and click over to Wednesday's.
Yeah, make sure you listen to us first and then you can head over.
Yeah, don't click over.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now, guys, do you, you know, you're two obviously very pretty girls. Do you ever get people sliding into your DMs? Does that ever happen?
Yeah, I get like witty pics.
Sophie gets quite a lot.
Not that's from Jay. A lot.
Yeah.
I get like full-on dick pics and they're like, do what you want to me. Like his tiny, tiny little todger out. Yeah.
It's do big ginger belly. What do these men think they're going to get in return for these pictures?
It's just they so open it and go, oh my god.
But do you guys, Sophie and I had this conversation, like, Sophie and I, we've been dating for 2 years, right? So we've been nearly,
is that only 2 years?
I think it's
was like longer than
no,
that.
No, it's coming up to our 2-year anniversary. Okay. And I would say we're pretty comfortable with each other, as I'd say we're a pretty sweet ass relationship, if I'm honest. But we had
your
this conversation.
Ass is not sweet. Like. It's horrible.
But we had this conversation the other day that I spent some time away from Soph, and Soph spent some time away from me. Sophie would never send. You would never send
oh
me a
my
nude.
Oh god! Because you tell everyone
this
about
I'm
it.
I'm not going to say about it. I'm just talking about
I've
it.
Never sent Harry one.
Have you never sent
no.
Harry one? I want to discuss it. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, and I've never asked for it. Right? I've never asked for it.
No, but you like talk about it to all my friends. I find that so weird. So I'm never now out of principle sending you one. Okay. Tells my friends like, oh yeah. I think sending nudes is really nice. No,
I think sending nudes is really nice.
Oh yeah, you creepy curve.
I did not say that. We were talking to your friends about them sending nudes to one another, and I said Sophie never sends me nudes. I said that. That's all it was. What about you, Mitt? What do you think about? Have you ever sent a nude?
I've sent a nude.
You've received many,
really?
A nude. A little butt out.
have you actually sent a nude before?
Yeah,
I think I have. Yeah. Back in the day.
Yeah, I have as well. Come on, let's not pretend like none of us have sent nudes. I just haven't sent them to Harry.
I sent them to Harry. My phone's just gone. Oh, nice.
you'd send them to boyfriends, though, right?
Yeah.
When you were younger?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, not when you were older.
Yeah, it hasn't been in my current relationship. It was my previous relationship. We were doing long distance. But me and Harry have never done that, so I'm not sure...
He gets the real...
What would happen if I had to do deal. What you two had to do.
Mm.
It's a difficult one. When you're older and you live with somebody, like you don't really feel the need
early,
to be that 100%.
Early on in a relationship, it's like it's hot and it's exciting.
Yeah.
When you've been going out for a few years, it's like
seen it before.
Yeah, it's
what
a bit
doing?
Weird. It's like
yeah, cringe. Almost.
Here's my penis. Like, yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah,
before.
It's a bit cringe now. 2 years on. Oh, here's my boob.
I don't think Jamie quite
Jamie's
appreciate
like,
a nude.
Please
I think.
Send me something.
No, listen. What do I think? I think that. I don't know. Listen, I'm not against.
It's okay.
Not
you desire your girlfriend. That's
yeah,
perfectly
I do.
Normal.
I desire my girlfriend.
He wants to see his hot piece girlfriend when he hasn't seen her in 8 weeks.
Yeah,
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
He's encouraging listeners to send in some news.
The funniest would be Soph is if I asked to have phone sex because you trying to do phone sex.
Oh my
would
god,
be
but
the
that's
most
horrendously cringe.
Jamie, you trying to do
you
phone
anyone
sex would be
trying
hilarious.
To do phone
I could do it.
Phone.
I could do it.
No,
easy.
You couldn't.
Yes, I could. All right, here we go. Ring ring.
CEO of 5 businesses.
Here we go. Ring ring. Ring ring. Pick up, Soph. Ring ring.
Oh, hello.
Ooh.
Oh, hello. Yeah,
okay, here we go. Role play. Here we go, Soph. Ready? Okay.
Hello.
It's a house phone, sorry.
Yeah. Calling off a cricket. Sorry, I'm on holiday. The cicadas are fucking noisy.
All right, here we go, Soph.
Hello.
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 Hey, it's Jamie.
What's up?
Not much. Just sitting here naked.
Ew, no.
Is that all you can give? That's all you can do?
I'd be sick at that point.
Why would you be sick? You can't.
Oh,
okay, what about if Harry did that to you, Melissa?
No, you would
he
not like
he just would
that.
Never ever happen.
Okay, Melissa, I'm going to be Harry. So, brr, brr.
Oh my God.
Melissa, hold on. No, okay, your turn. Ready?
It's Baz. what are you wearing?
Oh, Millie, it's your turn, Mitt. So you're Harry and you're Penny Melissa.
Okay.
Go.
Hey, baby.
Fresh?
It's
Fresh.
It's Baz.
Fresh, what are you talking about?
Fresh. I've got my undies on. They're quite loose.
Fresh, don't speak to me like that. That's horrible.
I can feel the breeze upon my bollock.
Bollock? What's happened to the other one?
The other bollock is firmly in my wife's hands.
No, I'm too hot and flustered.
It's going well. Okay.
I love it also. You congratulate yourself on the call. This is going well. This is going great.
Yeah. This is going well. I'm going to come. This is going really well. Oh, my
this
God.
This is going well. I'm not all going.
What's happened to the other bollock? What
has happened? Don't worry. You'll see that later.
Sorry, I'll
stay on the line for another 20 seconds. We'll get to that. Damn it, the payphone's about to run out. Have you got 50p?
What is your accent, Kate?
Yeah, oh, my teeth.
I'm sweating so
I'm
much.
So
I'm
hot.
Literally.
So we just got to get this right. But I agree with you, Melissa. When you've been in a relationship that long, there's no need to really. There's no need.
Especially for that kind of fucking content. That content is not happening in my relationship.
But what are then the things that you keep a relationship spicy? How do you keep a relationship spicy?
Have Mackie on a Thursday.
What do you do? So if in your opinion, how do we keep? Because I feel like we laugh all the time, we have a great time, we go all those kind of things.
She's think, like, are you in the same relationship?
She's just. Do you know what Sophie is? She's so bad at talking about our relationship.
Yes, stop asking me. Ask Melissa.
Okay, Melissa, how do you keep your relationship alive?
In lockdown, there was a very little Lido knocking about for anybody, I think.
Yeah. Panky, panky.
Now that we're out, everything's so much better. I think.
Did you only have sex in the wilderness or something? Now that we're back in the woods.
Now that we're out in the wild.
Sophie and I did that once in the woods in lockdown.
Oh my God, you're gagging. Like,
so this is the woods story.
If you come down to the woods today,
you'll have a big surprise.
That's quite. You know what? I think doing something out in like.
You drove 2 hours to the woods and he lasted for 3 seconds. You're like, for
oh my God, is this the woods when you went to the other day?
Jamie honestly thought there were paps in the Cotswolds. He's like, we're going to get pap doing
you're
this.
Not
I was like,
that
oh,
famous.
God.
Sophie's answer was, don't worry, I've got the jacket over my head. I look like a little boy, so it looks like you're shagging a boy in the woods.
Imagine that.
True, I did say that.
And she said, if it so comes funny. Out, I'm denying it's me. Who the hell are you shagging in the woods?
I did look like a boy. I had like boy trunks on as well.
But I think so you're now saying, Melissa, you came out of lockdown and then everything's back to normal now.
I was about to make a weird sound effect and go, yeah, slipped right back into
the
wall.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, so graphic. Jesus. I don't know why you're doing that.
But it's true. I think you're right. I think everyone experienced that in lockdown. It was when you know you're spending so much time with an individual, you lose that kind of spark a
it's
little
also
bit.
Also, not seeing anybody else as well. The whole thing was just really unstimulating, like life.
Yeah.
And sex life.
But you're keeping very quiet in there.
Hey, I'm agreeing fully.
Yeah, I think it just happened with everyone. I think it happened with everybody, and I think that it's very good. We're now out of lockdown, and we. Are back to normal life. Ladies, listen, I do want to congratulate you. I've already said it before, but I want to congratulate you again on your podcast, Wednesday Sweet Drink Wine. Anyone who's listening, you can go and get it on all podcast platforms. It's out on Wednesdays. It's Melissa and Sophie chatting over a glass or bottle of wine. I come in on Thursdays and the girls are lit. They have drunk so much. They're screaming. Melissa's cackling. You got all these different things. Oh, but it is very, very funny. And it's good. And are you not... You know, I sort of tried to persuade Sophie for a while to do a podcast, and now that you're doing it, you guys seem to love it.
Are you taking commission? Is it you pimping them out?
No, I'm not pimping them out. But you guys,
it is so much fun. I loved it.
I look forward to it so much.
You look forward to the wine and me.
Yeah, but like it doesn't feel like
therapy a little bit.
It kind of is, talking. And it's so relaxing.
I
and
really
like,
enjoy it.
Yeah,
and also the great thing about it is that it's you know what me and Mitt have now is that you get to hang out with your mate every single week and chat about
stuff.
Yeah,
so he tells me every day. It's me and Mitt.
It's honestly just like
honestly, he's your biggest.
It's so great. Like,
are you hot over there in your hoodie as well? Yeah. All right, listen. Listen. Go and listen to the girls' podcast. I'm proud of you guys. It's a great podcast
thank
and
you,
super funny.
Guys.
Thank you for being our awesome friends and awesome girlfriend and et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, sucking up from last night. Sorry for all those espresso martinis. But also, you were talking to me earlier about something pretty cool, right?
Yeah, I heard about this little kid. He's 10 years old, okay? He's like a maths genius. And he's trying to raise money for people in Bolton who can't feed themselves. Or like, I think it's like free school meals or something. So he's actually written a poetry book about maths to encourage kids to do maths. And he's selling them to help.
Amazing.
At age 10, what were you doing at age 10?
Not doing that. Have you got a perm?
There's no perms on here. I mean, so the book is called Cooking Algebra for Bolton.
It's www.cookingalgebraforbolton.co.uk. He's raised quite a bit of money so far, I think, and it's to feed 54,000 kids over summer holiday. There's only 10 days left.
His name is Adam. He's raised £104,000.
He's raised £104,000 already. It's so impressive at age 10.
And it says here, in 1 in 3 of children in Bolton live in poverty. During the summer holiday, children struggle to get regular meals. 1 in 3 children aged 4 to 6 suffer from maths phobia, fear and anxiety around maths. Adam has written a maths book, poetry book, to show the fun side of maths and hopefully engage the children. The proceeds from the sales will go straight to the Urban Outreach, a Bolton-based charity who are providing 52,000 lunches over the 6-week summer holidays. Our aim is to raise 104,000 by mid-July in order to fund these lunches. Listen, Adam, if you're listening to this, a 10-year-old, we're going to chuck some money towards you, 100%. We'll donate you some cash. And we're going to leave the link in our bio below. So if you want to go and donate, and you want to go and help out Adam, this is amazing. He's 10 years old.
Big up, Adam. Keep up the good work.
He's 10 years old. He's a 10-year-old boy on his mission to support other children. That's what we need in life. That is so epic.
We need more Adams.
It's cool. It's Cooking Algebra in a Pot. That's his book. Adam, congrats. That's awesome. I love that. We're going to leave the link below, so go and check out Adam. Congrats, buddy. Okay, listen, everybody, go and check out the Girls Podcast. Go and follow them on social media. Sophie Habu, Melissa Tatum. Go and also follow their social media. Wednesdays, we drink wine. Go and do all of those things. And we're going to see you next week for another wicked episode of Private Parts.
God, he's such a presenter.
Yeah, that's great. All right, see you. Say bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
What the hell was that voice?
Bye, guys.
What was yours? Okay. Next week.
Bye.
Next week.
Next week on Private Parts. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.